it's not easy in the space of 40 minutes to deal with the whole subject of lost property, Hashavas Aveidah, but my main concentration will be on what the modern poskim are writing about some practical issues relating to it. I'd like to start off by reading out to you from the Lost and Found column of the Jewish Tribune from a week ago, which some people believe is really a coded method for the Mossad to send around messages. Lost and found. Found child silver Koisel bracelet with the name Rivka near Garrick Avenue in W11 about 8 weeks ago. Found in Wiregrove Edgware, Borsellino hat. Found at Teres Shlomo Carey's funfair on Chalamoid, girl's black 3/4 size rain jacket with fur on the collar size 12-14. Also other jackets, navy Shabbos cardigan, navy hooded cardigan with the name Toyim Elia and many other items. Please collect as soon as possible or they'll be given away. Found at Marmastein Pearl Chuppah, pair of pearl earrings trimmed with gold. It's a very noble thing for the Jewish Tribune newspaper to make such a facility at a very cheap price to advertise. But, believe it or not, all these advertisements conflict with the halakha. They're all breaking the din. And the reason for that is because the onus is on the claimant to describe the article, and it's not on the person who's announcing it. The person who's announcing it should really just be saying, child's bracelet, NW11. And then it's for the claimant to come along and say it was a Kosel bracelet with a name Rivka on it, to identify the simonim, the identification aspects. A hat found in Edgware, not necessarily a Borsellino hat. To say it carries funfair, fine. A girl's jacket is good enough, but to say a girl's 3/4 size rain jacket, fur on collar, size 12 to 14, with a name Toimelia, that is for the claimant to say, not for the person who announces it. Pair of pearl earrings trimmed with gold. Any devious person could come along and say, I lost a pair of pearl earrings trimmed with gold, and they'll take it away straight away. And to avoid that happening, the halacha is that the claimant has to say what the simonim are on it. So, without wishing to denigrate such a noble and wonderful institution, such as the Jewish Tribune, in trying to establish what the halacha is, it is really a person should say just simply what the item is that was found, maybe where it was found or the date was found, but that's it. And the simonim, you have to say to the person, well, can you identify it? Because you never know, there are devious people around out there. The source for lost property is the second parak of Bava Metzia, a masechta very commonly learnt in schools, in fact, but we'll briefly do the Mishnah and the Rambam to set in the context what the issues are. Eilu Metzia Shelo, ve'elu Chayav La'achris. These are the kinds of lost property which a person can claim for himself, and there are others which a person has to declare. So the Mishnah describes those, Eilu Metzia Shelo, these are the ones which a person can claim as his. Motzah peros mufuzorin, if a person finds scattered fruit, mos mufuzoros, or scattered money, karichos bishus harabim, these are small sheaves of corn in a public place, v'igulei develo, cakes of figs, kikoros shel nachtam, or loaves of bread which are standardized baker's loaves of bread, and they're not homemade, machrozos shel dogim, strings of fish, v'chatichos shel basar, pieces of meat, Gizei tsemer, which are unprocessed fleeces of wool, halakuchim in dinoson, which are brought from their original country, va'anitzei pishton, bundles of flax, ureshonos shelal gomon, or tongues of purple wool, which are combed and standardized. These are all items which do not carry simonim. They do not carry any form of identification. And note that there have been the reference of Bishus Harabim, I'll say in a public place. Hari Eilu Shalom, these things belong to him. As Rashi says, Motza Peres Mifuzoin, Nisyashu Habalim Mehem. The owners have given up hope from them. It's not simply that these things do not have a simon on them. It's that when a person loses such articles, he thinks, well, there's no point now worrying about it anymore, because since I did not have my name on it, since I had no identification on it, I'm not going to get it back. And so the person does a yish. And says Rashi, Ukazoma b'gemara v'hefkehein, and they become hefka. Now there is an argument in the Gemara and in the subsequent poskim as to whether there is a proper hefgerus, because a lot of things people lose, they drop them without realizing it. There are things which don't have a simon, so it's a yirsh shelo midas, a yirsh, but they don't even know yet that they've lost it. But they've given up hope for it automatically because there are no simonim in it, and there are arguments as to how effective is a yirsh shelo midas. Okay, but the general principle is, as Rashi says further down, Rishus Harabim, Shakal Dashan Alayu, people are walking on it. Imhoyo Simon, if they have...
Yeah.